So House and Senate negotiators completed a sweeping overhaul of banking regulations this morning at about 5:30. It still has to pass the House and Senate and get signed by the president, but it looks like it's most likely to become law. And the president is taking a copy of that bill with him to Toronto for the G8 and G20 summits. BBC's Mark Gregory joins us now. So, Mark, how is President Obama expected to use the news of this bill?
Well, it's certainly going to give him a lot more, if you like, credibility and leverage, because one of the point of this series of summits really is to coordinate the kind of world action on financial regulation, but also economic measures to make sure we don't get a repeat of the kind of near meltdown of the financial system that we had last year. And back at the height of the crisis, there was a lot of unity around the world that crisis measures needed to be taken, and all sorts of steps were moved to come up with kind of new international agreements and a whole bunch of things. But as the memory of the depth of the crisis has faded, actually all the different regions of the world, the different countries are beginning to do their own thing, and that sense of urgency about having an international framework is beginning to fade away. So the fact that President Obama can turn up at the meeting and say, well, lawmakers in the US have actually agreed something and it's tough, that puts the onus on everybody else to do something similar in their own areas.
Well, Timothy Geithner, speaking to your organization prior to the beginning of this summit, this is what he said.
Growth in the future around the world can't depend on the United States as much as it did in the past. And so for the world to grow together, you're going to have to see more growth in the other major economies too, not just in the emerging markets.
I would imagine that the message of don't depend on the U.S. because it can cause a domino effect around the world is probably going to be relatively welcome at the G20.
That's certainly going to be quite a strong message, but you have to remember that the backcloth to this summit is really what's going on in Europe. European governments have really got very, very worried about their high level of debt, particularly in the wake of the Greek financial crisis, which has raised deep questions in the financial markets about the solvency of a whole bunch of different governments in Europe, particularly Southern Europe, and indeed about the solvency of banks. So European governments are moving very fast to set their own houses in order. So we've seen a series of quite draconian austerity programs announced by European governments. And I think the feeling from other parts of the world is, hold on, you people in Europe, maybe you're about to go too far. And that certainly seems to be one of the messages from Mr. Geithner. He's saying, yes, of course, Europe needs to set its house in order, but you can take the austerity too far, and that actually if that goes on, there's too much in the way of spending cuts by governments and higher taxes, that could choke off economic revival in Europe, which of course would have consequences for lots of other people. So maybe that's partly the context of that comment about the world can't rely on America to provide the growth that we all need in future. You're going to have to use their own resources. That's the sort of coded message to Europe. Don't get too worried about your austerity and too concerned with your debt problems, and think also about what you need to do to get growth again in your economies.
Mark Gregory with our partner, the BBC, speaking about the G8 and G20 summits that are getting ready to begin in Toronto. President Obama is on his way there with a copy of the new financial regulation bill in hand.
So Greece is too big to fail. This is what we learned.
Yes.
Iceland is not too big to fail.
No, Iceland can go.
Lehman Brothers is not too big to fail.
Not too big to fail.
Bear Stearns, not too big to fail.
Exactly.
Germany, too big to fail.
GM,
too big to fail. Germany, too big to fail. The United States, too big to fail. China,
definitely.
Too big to fail.
Definitely.